this beginning of New Reel, my round one. This is Saturday, the 10th of May, 1969, channel one right. This is the beginning of a new reel, my rounds, Saturday, the 10th of May, 1969, channel one right. This is Fred at the store, or not much of anything, what the colored people called for, and he can't hear the words, following Mr. Gilbert. One little scene with Mr. Garriga. Then Miss Daisy on her flowers. Faye says she's just like Miss Morty. And Roberts, just in from a trip to town on this insurance man at Hawthorne. And finally, Mr. Thrasher, and a little bit from Mr. Collie Shrouse.
He couldn't understand what to say. And he said, I said, well, Mr. Thrasher has to understand that. Well, he said, the way it finally worked out was, Mr. Thrasher didn't necessarily understand it. He just knew what they wanted already.
He's that old colored woman that came in here. She used rump and bacon powder. You've heard of rumps with bacon?
Oh, yes. I've heard of it. Bought it, I guess.
She always called for rumpless bacon powder.
Yeah.
Another one, if she wanted a can of corned beef, a roast beef, she wanted a beef cup can. That's what she called for. A beef cup can.
Our Lord help us.
She wanted us. Get a can of corned beef. Sometimes I'd have to ask if she wanted either corned beef or the roast beef. I had both in.
Yeah. And if you asked her, she could tell you.
I could take them both down, and whichever one she wanted, she took. So.
Oh, I see.
For Richardson, they came here from Kings Tree, South Carolina. I guess you call them geeches. They wanted a box or something. They never called it a box. It was always a box. That's the way they pronounce it.
Mm-hmm.
A box. If you listen to them talk, I think you could get some of the French influence that was up there in that part of South Carolina where they came from, because they had that kind of French accent.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to get a French accent. I can't understand Buddy, James Sawyer.
I can understand him, all right. I can't understand Sherman. Well, Sherman's had a stroke, and he speaks.
The other morning when he was, James was in here, I understood it, because you were here, and I knew what he asked for, Nature's Remedy. But I wouldn't have understood it from him.
But NR tablets.
Yeah, NR.
What they want, but that's Nature's Remedy. That's
But I never would have picked that up, see, if you hadn't been there.
They come on, bulk for match. No, it wouldn't say matches, they said bulk for match.
Yeah. I just spoke out over here.
Spoke pretty good English, and
she's
easy to understand, too.
Yeah.
Got a pretty good hand, too.
Mm-hmm.
Association is always.
Yeah.
Come in here, and pretty soon get accustomed to them.
Now, this is about my friend Jimmy Means.
I own a pair of dungarees. Looked like they were made out of patches. Right? I don't know, he couldn't have got another patch on that pair of dungarees.
Yeah.
Claire.
Well, you know, he's got a system of economy that is rich. I've heard him talk about that. And that's really rich. I just love to hear him talk about that. You know,
he won't look too good either.
Yeah.
ball. He used to say this thing about baseball.
Yeah.
Anybody else saw him?
He knows all this.
Now, Jane said some of those watermelons were big. She said they're coming in the last week of May. Oh, she said it may take them the first week of June. Fred said it won't be in then with these nights. And she said not to be so sour.
On your way, you got lots of good stuff.
Are they on the way then, aren't they?
They ain't gonna do nothing like it is now, though.
It's too cold. Think they're, last night was chilly. Think they're coming the last week of May?
I believe first week of June.
You don't have to say everything you think.
That's right. I saw them yesterday afternoon. I walked them. They're just beautiful. Old fathers, six and full of bloom and crossing where they turned out.
You know, the old farmers always never did that. They always talk to the fair and pull my.
I'm like this one. I got
to start
30. I got
to
stand up tall.
Hello, hello.
Morning, Jack.
That's pretty easy right
here. How you doing?
Hi.
You got on your heavy shirt?
I'm
on.
Fred. I'm so glad to have you. This long sleeve shirt, I don't know what to do.
My arms are so stiff.
I tie his shoes and fix his collar, did he?
Nice and cool.
Well, in the tall mind, she'd pick up a stick and knock him in the head with it.
Anybody that can do like Fred Wood can do, don't need those shoes.
I see him going down.
Yeah.
If I was to do that, they'd have to get a windlass to get me up.
What's that? What's
the way he could squat down like that.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Raymond Boyd over there at the Gulf Station, etc., can do that. You know, he's changed so many tires, he can just fall down anywhere, and he's nearly as old as I am. But if I was to do that, they'd have to pick me up with a windlass. That's all it is.
You know, I don't even like to see him do it.
No, I don't either. It gives me the cramp.
Well, you see, Mr. Gehrig hurried on off. You know the scene yesterday. Oh, that's rich, and it happens every day. Mr. Gehrig stepped in for his paper, went right on back out and got in. And just as he took off, the dogs began barking. His dogs, about three big, huge, big-voiced dogs in his pickup truck, and two or three on the ground. And they followed that clear on up to the railroad, and then some others joined them. I said to Freddy, whose dogs are there on the ground? He says, they have a bodies. Well, I said, they certainly mean business. He told me. He says they accumulate and wait out there. So Mr. Gehrig comes on back out and starts, gets in the car and starts. And then they all let loose. Oh, they just let loose. Those dogs in the car and on the ground just about to devour each other. And now, up at Miss Daisy's, and I open it. See, Miss Daisy seemed to be ducking out when I was in, coming out here in. Yesterday, when the children were up here looking for the, I took some of them. We took them up there. And she's coming out of Miss Bess's. I called to her. We'd going up hunting. I said, we're taking off a load of your children. And she says, you're going hunting. And smiled. So on the strength of that smile, when I saw her out this morning, I approached about the dog, this little dog. Now, the story of that little dog, he's been up here several days, and he's so timid, he won't come up. Faye put out water, but no feed. She thought maybe he'd gone away without any food out there. We see him now and then, but night, two or three or four times, under the house, right underneath us, he'll howl, this lonesome howl. He's just a puppy. Well, Faye told Miss Bessie, and she sent those children up here yesterday to look for him. I thought, he's under the house. I thought, well, he'd come out and go with them, but he didn't. He disappeared. Now, today, when I brought him up here, I found out that the truck came up and left the dog, and the little dog ran off and followed the truck up the road, and the other dogs took out after this little dog and scared him to death, and he led out across the field and landed over here. So he's got no home. And I brought up the dogs.
Even with the children, he goes back on the house.
He looks like he's scared.
I never saw such a timid dog.
Me neither. Me neither.
And they went around the house there. And where's the big boy?
David?
Ned. Tell Miss Daisy what happened to her when we went up there.
Oh, yeah. He was coming down the road.
He come out from on the house while they was up there and run down the road.
Come down this way?
Yeah.
And maybe he'll run back home. They just brought him here that day and they gave him to one of these boys. So they were saying he go to ball down the road somewhere.
Yeah.
And they just put him down out there in the yard and they should have tied him or fastened him up or something.
Oh.
So when the folks had brought him, got in the truck and left, he took off behind the truck.
Oh.
So these dogs caught up with him up there and got at him last off and was going across there.
Oh.
So have you been
there? Yeah.
My say went up under the house. Well, they could have went up under the house.
They could have gone up under the house and got
to
close.
The boy's name.
Who went with you? Sammy, who went with Mr. Miles over there?
When?
The boy.
Who went with Mr. Miles this morning? Nobody but Nat.
Nat? Well, that's the boy. That's what I mean. Nat saw him coming down the lane. So they come on down the lane, but then what he done, he got away from the lane, went out there in that old high grass. So he's out there hiding in the grass. And I don't know how you tell.
Where's Ray?
Oh, this plant. Whole lot of it over there.
He's tween here in your house now.
Yeah. You know that old head Miss Boyle's put in there?
Yes.
Well, long back in there.
The dog is over there in that high grass and them weeds somewhere.
Yeah.
Y'all go there and find him. Maybe can head him towards home if he gets here. Why, we'll catch him.
Yeah.
Where's
Yeah. How are your flowers doing, Miss Daisy? Sir? How are your flowers doing?
Well, they're pretty dry. You see them.
Yeah. You water them?
But they're doing pretty good.
How you water them?
Well, we got some holes here.
Yeah.
And water. Yeah. Well, Mr. Ma, you know that water you put on stuff, it
don't do much good. No, it don't do much good. I heard a fellow talking the other day.
You know, I believe that's the best way to do it.
Yeah.
Let the roots stay moist and the top will stay fresh.
Yeah.
But see, I ain't got that kind of money, Mr. Ma.
Or time.
Huh?
Or that much time.
No.
Now, the way stuff in there.
That's right.
And he lays that pipe down there.
Mm-hmm.
So, weather don't bother him.
Well, that's good. Well, that's one thing I don't have roses. I can't seem to grow none. Well, I ain't been able to buy me now bush, you know, ruby. But I get a little piece and think I could do it, but.
You're wild roses out here. Now, I think they grow and you don't have to work them, spray them or anything.
I think so, too.
Now, to me, they just put it in
there. I believe they just grow. They grow out there.
Yeah. I just told him, yes, sir, you're here.
No, sir, he didn't stay here long enough to make his home here.
Yeah.
It's just where it belongs.
Yeah.
But he didn't stay here long enough.
So he just hiding out over there. He won't come out over there. Oh, just a minute at a time.
But all day to try to get him.
Yeah.
And there's enough of them here to get him.
I didn't know this grass over here.
Huh?
I didn't know this grass was
here. There it is. And if it comes shower or rain, it'll be right back. I'm going to see if it's there.
How you keep that ahead of all that grass, Miss Daisy?
You can't keep ahead of it, Mr. Miles.
Golly.
Too much of it.
You just have to get on there and get after it, don't you?
Yes.
Loosen the ground.
Then pull it up.
And just pull it up. Now these boys, they're not very good at that.
Sure.
These boys here, they're not very good at that.
No. You know what they're good at? Playing ball, riding bicycles, and running, race up and down. Oh, they're good at that. But some worthwhile, you can't keep them mad.
It's less trouble to go ahead and do it yourself.
That's right. Clean round this here bush here. Get up some of these bunches and I'm gonna quit. I have to do it soon in the morning. It gets this hot, I can't stand.
Too far up in the morning.
Yes, sir.
Go around on the shady side.
Yes, I will. Yes. Yeah, that's what he said.
Was what?
He asked me what kind of bush that was. A man come here to stay in.
Yeah.
He asked me what kind of bush that was. Was it strawberries? I told him no, they called a sweet scrub.
Yeah.
He says, it smells like strawberries and it looks like strawberries. It don't look like strawberries to me.
No. He hadn't seen many strawberries, had he?
No.
Recently.
You know, there's lots of folks like that, Mr. Miles. They don't know one thing from the other one. And I wonder, where have they been all their life?
You mean you run across people that don't even know these?
Well, now, he didn't know that wasn't a strawberry bush. He thought it was a strawberry bush.
Yeah.
And he really didn't know.
Well, now, you see, you've been associated with people that do this over there at Mr.
Well,
Leroy's.
Well, at home, where I was raised in Georgia, them things grow in the woods. The woods are just thicker with them things down side the creeks and around water.
Well, I didn't know that. I didn't know. No, I never knew. They volunteered almost.
Well, they do. But I don't know where my sister got that from. But I got that out of her yard. Now, her yard, one side of her yard, is just thick with them.
Oh.
Just a fair hay.
Up in Georgia?
No, that's in Lake City.
Oh.
In Georgia, folks don't bother buying to go in the woods and get all the warmth.
Yeah. Well, I can smell that clay over here.
Yes. Yeah. And
sure
late in the evening and early in the morning, it's just as sweet.
Is that right? Where before the wind
right.
blows it off. Is this your grocery man?
That's James.
Well, he's delivering something.
He brought groceries?
I don't know.
Well, he'll bring it. He will bring it.
Yeah.
I didn't see what he brought. What he brought, Bessie?
Bread.
Huh?
Bread.
Uh-huh.
Bread.
Well, he's the grocery man this morning.
He's the grocery man. I was at the store the other morning, and he come in and looking for some NR tablets.
Mm-hmm.
And they was out.
Mm-hmm.
And they said to him, well, just go borrow some from Miss Daisy. She lives over there close to you.
That's what Mr. Fred told him.
Yeah.
Well, I think he found Adam Burr before he got to me. And Adam had bought the last box, so he got a dose from him.
Oh.
That's what James told me.
Oh. So, you keep them?
Well, I try to. I get top dose sometimes.
Yeah. James said these boys is lying around here with a cold.
Uh-huh.
Well, that good. Is that helping?
Yes. Okay.
It'll make a move anyhow, won't it?
Sure will.
Let me
see what
the quality is. Huh?
What is that?
Them lilies over there, Miss Rester, what is that? What kind are they?
They from... I don't know. What is it, Bessie?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
I don't know what it is. They've been told me 2-3 different names of them, so I don't know what to call them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Miss Anna Wood told me it was Moses' 7 disciples.
Yeah.
She said that's what it was. Moses' 7 disciples.
Because they spread so fast.
Yes. And somebody told me it was something else. Well, now, you see, they'll start blooming next month. Well, if the season is good, they bloom till September.
Oh.
You
mean they bloom all that time?
Yes, sir. If it's not so dry on them.
Yeah.
No, they get moisture. They bloom till September.
Well, now, how much trouble are there to grow them?
None. There ain't no trouble to grow.
Well, that's what a fellow ought to grow, Miss Daisy.
That's right. Ain't no trouble.
Because,
you see, they keep the grass and the weeds down themselves. A few weeds comes up amongst them, but not many.
They're so sick, the grass can't grow over there.
No.
I think Ms. Boyle's had some of those, Bessie. I think there's a clump of them. If it's the same thing, it looks like the same thing. Over there now. I like right there at the corner, Miss Daisy.
Some of the heads?
Yes.
Yeah, I like it, too. That's when I ain't cut it. Right.
Yeah.
After it went blooming and it's so pretty, and they have a nice odor, too.
I think it is.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing bad about them is the name.
Well, I don't know the name. I got it from Bessie.
What,
yeah.
Yeah.
What do you call that, Bessie?
Oh, I don't know. All I know, call them hedges. That's all I know.
Just hedge, yeah. We all...
Hedges.
Yeah.
And these little ones are not the same as those.
Hmm?
These little hedges.
No, they make the same.
Okay. Now, what you got growing in the garbage can over there, Daisy?
Over there? Garden mint.
Oh. You use that in your cooking or just...
tea.
Oh, sure, sure, sure.
I like the tea.
Yeah. Put lemon in it, too?
If I have any, I put your lemons in my mouth, but don't I drink it just like it is.
Yeah. With a little mint in it.
Yes, just a little mint.
Yeah.
But if I have a lemon, I put a little in it. That makes it taste better.
I think it does. I've tried it. I've...
Do you drink it?
Yeah. I like it.
Mint?
Mm.
Over
there.
Oh, is it?
Well, now, does it grow better in the tub?
Well, you see, I put it in the tub so it wouldn't spread so much.
Oh.
Now, if you not put it in the tub, it grows all right there. Of course, if it was out, it would cover up everything.
Oh. Oh, I see. I hadn't thought of that. That'd save work, wouldn't it?
That's right. And the grass grew up in there. I'd go there and take me a fork and loosen up the dirt and pull it out.
Yeah. Now, does them grow better in a can, too?
Well, they grow all right there. But, you see, I got some. I took that little piece from out there.
Mm-hmm.
Where I got lots of it and
mm-hmm.
put it there. I put it there. Start to grow and be pretty, you know, when it hang down, and it do.
Oh,
that
I see.
It was up that can.
Oh, I see. I see. It just falls, the
fall
vine falls
down.
Over. And,
and then it be bloomed all around.
Yeah.
It be pretty.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea.
It's right there where it stay watered all the time.
Oh, I see.
They got plenty of it around there.
And you got that, and it look how thrifty it is.
Yes, sir.
Well, you can set that out and never know it's changed.
Yes, sir.
Put it in a damp place.
Put it in a damp place. take the leaves and drink the juice off them and put the roots in the ground.
Now, say that again, Miss Daisy.
I say, you like mint tea?
Yeah.
I say, well, cut the leaves off and make your tea.
Yeah.
And put it all right on and put this in the ground.
Oh, you don't need to put all this top out.
No. Not unless you want it. It's all right to put it out.
Do better if you cut it off?
Not that I know of. I don't think you do no better.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty. Well,
goodness.
Jay, that's the way I was brought up, working in a garden like this.
There you were.
Yes. And about all the visiting we done in the neighborhood, you know, is when we was out in the garden working with the bushes, you know.
Where were you brought up at?
Oh, up there in the far corner of Tennessee, right there on the Kentucky line.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Folks worked out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, they worked out
there. Oh, they brought up to work then. Now, we never had any of them big lilies like those over yonder.
Mm-hmm.
We had plenty of that hedge.
Yeah.
And we had these things here. We call them pyracantha.
Oh.
And that?
I don't know what you call it. You know, Miss Richardson had one like that when she had it sitting by a telephone pole. And she'd keep this part trimmed after it bloomed. But that vine could run all the way up that wire, clean up the dead, and when it bloomed, them blooms would just hang over that wire. You couldn't see.
Yeah.
It was so pretty.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of right there in that front of door.
Uh-huh.
You know, Mrs. Yates had that back.
Uh-huh. And it grew, it went up a tree.
It's just almost to that church.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I know it crossed some doors.
That's right.
Just full of it.
Just full of it.
Well, now, the Yates, I've heard people speak of them. I never knew them, Miss Daisy.
Well, they were gone from here when he come, wasn't he? The Yates.
Uh-huh. Is that where they lived over there on that
yes,
corner?
Yes, there used to be a house right there. She was a seamster. She sold. She lived there a long time. And she had that bush there. So, since she left, the bush is still there going where it wanted. That thing going all over that swamp.
Mm-hmm. And she was a seamster?
Yes. She sold.
She's a widow?
No, sir. She had a family.
Did she have a family?
Had a husband and two boys, wasn't it?
Yeah, two boys.
Yates. I hear that name, but I don't associate it with anybody.
Mm-hmm. She's on the other side of Gainesville now, somewhere. I don't know where she is.
Oh, she's still living?
Yes, she's still living.
I just not catching what Miss Daisy called that tea. She said you can drink the water off the leaves and plant the roots. I didn't really understand what she said. I fumbled at it a while. Oh, yes. In the middle was a second part, really. I'd been talking to her, and she had gone on with her work like she didn't care about talking anymore. So I walked over to Miss Bessie's and said, Miss Daisy's out there working the flowers, and I want to hear her talk about them. And she won't talk to me. So Bessie says she won't talk, so she came on over here with me. And it was the cutest thing in the world, with her trying to make conversation. She's the one that asked Miss Bessie what the spider lilies was, as if she didn't know. And Miss Daisy told us as if she believed that we didn't know what they were. Common as spider lilies, commonest thing in this country. They take care of themselves too, she says. Grass won't grow up to them. They push out the grass. And those strawberries, she called, the man said, I forget, what was it? Pyracantham, that's something else. Those little sweet-smelling things, you know, look like little rosebuds. And you keep them, and they get dry, and then they still smell good. See, now this is the end of the little visit with Miss Daisy. It was Miss Bessie there. And the boys playing ball over right close to us, and you hear the voices all the time. James drove up in his truck once and went in Miss Daisy's house and left something. Bessie said he bought the bread. And the mother of all those little children was there. She's the one that got him out up to the lane looking for that little dog again. I don't know whether she went with him or not. Probably not. They didn't find him. This is around 560. This is Channel 1, right? Around 560. And now it's Roberts.
Taxes on this building up here, and he owes the city taxes and the county taxes. And they've advertised him. And he's got to pay 3% plus advertising now. And if he waits till the 1st of June, there'll be... sole tax will be sold, and it'll be out of luck for 18%.
Mr. Spud.
And I don't
know. You know, do you have any idea when Cyril's coming back?
They might sell the tax receipts. And maybe Mrs. Daly will come back at him.
Yeah.
What do they do? They make some money, Roberts. What do they do with the money? They don't pay any of their current bills.
No.
Well, maybe I'll get a call and then we can't. When I, the last time I said, I went out, the last time I said, I went out. They like it. Sure, I like it. What they should do. So what the town should do. I don't understand it. The laws shouldn't affect him.
It should affect other people.
Now, did you want to have
his number? I mean, that's what they're talking about yesterday.
Brooklyn and
Silver House.
Well, you just... Okay. Well, going hippie, that's all.
I don't know what it is. It's management. I don't know what it is.
I want to see.
Because he's worse.
Yeah.
I think he's worse now. He's torn a lot out of the inside of the building, started to remodel the building. Ain't going to do this, going to do that, and the other thing. Of course, it's none of my business in a way, and I shouldn't even be worried, thinking about it, just considering it. But he told him that he didn't know he had to have a building permit to remodel that building. He didn't know he had to have a building permit to do this or do that. We not only got to have a city building permit, you got to have a county building permit. And I don't know whether what it costs. You have to have an estimate on what you're going to spend. And the cheapest permit that I know of you can get is $25. Because I asked Bob the other day, Bob Holton, the other day about it, and Bob said that.
She thinks she's interrupting.
No. I asked him the other day about a building permit for an addition, a 16 by 16 room. It was $25. So, you know, if they're going to spend, and the city here wants a building permit too, want permission to do it, and they'll have a building inspector come around and look at it.
Don't stop. Whatever you're doing.
He didn't like it. I mean,
let me tell you, this fellow.
He
hired it, didn't he?
Is that right? He must have been a guy improver and make an addition to a building or something like that. You can do all the fencing you want. You can enclose your property whatever you want as far as that's concerned. Must have been an addition to a building or building a new building for the simple reason that the tax assessor wants to know what improvements there are so he can increase it. That's the dope one.
Well,
Cookie.
Put his foot down. He's a mild man. Got six children. Korea veteran from up the country, Kentucky, West Virginia. He just put his foot down and he told them all, and since then he won't even buy any woodwork in Hawthorne.
You mean in the city of Hawthorne?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's different. I didn't know. I meant what you meant, the county.
In the city of Hawthorne.
Oh, the city. That's a bunch of, they're a bunch of, yeah. Shoot. the city didn't have anything to do with this, but I can give you an illustration of what happened over there. One of the big wheels, supposed big wheels over there, anyhow. I met him once. He's supposed to be a big wheel, you know, a big politician, leading citizen of this town, whatnot.
See it?
He's in the insurance business.
See it?
Hmm?
See it?
No, not see it. This guy's name, I think, is Williams.
I wouldn't know him.
In the bank.
Oh, yes. There's some Williams over there that write promises.
Yeah,
well, got all sorts of
insurance plans. Well, Jacobson, you know, you and I probably, I do, I don't know how about you, but me, I give my insurance to an insurance man, I expect him to take care of it. You know what I mean? I pay him so much, and that's it. I don't know what it is. I know he's got so many $1,000 worth of insurance on this building or that building or so on. Well, I hope he has. I'm under the impression that he has, anyhow.
When you go to bed at night, you have...
Well, I'll tell you that this incident I'm going to tell you about woke me up to the fact that I called up and I asked him if I had ever put any insurance on a certain building here, and they said no. I said, ye gods, I thought I was covered on that. I said, well, Mr. Smith, how much did you think you were covered for? I said, well, $2,000 at least. He said, well, we'll put a binder on it tomorrow morning. I'll come down and take a photo of it and go ahead and insure it. That's all I can do. It's not covered. I said, well, covered, doggone you. He said, well, it's covered as of now. Forget it. I said, okay. So next day he didn't come. Two or three days later he came in. He had his camera with him. I said, boy, I'm starting to get worried about you. He said, what are you worried about? He said, you're covered. I told you to forget it when you called me up, didn't I? I said, yeah. He said, well, just forget it. It's covered. I said, okay. What happened was Jacobson over there had tools and equipment, a brand new motorbike that a little one that he put on the front of his camper, and the big camper, he'd go into a camp somewhere, go into some tourist place out west or up in Alaska or down Mexico. He wouldn't ride that great big camper like a big school bus around. He'd take that little motorcycle and run into town. He bought a brand new one, had a brand new generator, cost $350. And tools. Good morning. I'm sorry I interrupted you.
What did you have? You haven't interrupted me, sir.
So, anyway, he had tools there that I can't tell you how much they were worth because he'd saved and accumulated them over a period of 40 years. He'd been a contract. He had saws, planers, different kinds of saws, electric saws, gas saws. Had everything. Outboard motors, two of them, and guy, I can't tell you how much he had in that barn. But for some reason or other, it caught on fire and burnt to the ground. So he went, he thought he was covered with insurance. He had paid the premiums and everything. So he called the insurance man up, this Williams. Williams says, oh no, you weren't covered for that. He said, well, I certainly was. He said, I was covered for the contents, too. Oh, no, we didn't cover you for that. It was the only insurance I had on was the house. He said, I beg your pardon. He said, I have a receipt where I paid you a premium, and I have never, in the very beginning, from the original policy, have never changed it one iota. He said, now, if something has been changed, you changed it. I didn't. But he said, I'm still paying the premium on that same policy. We go, oh no, we changed that policy. You know, make a long story short, I know they work out. Jake was sick, no insurance, all this thing gone. Tools that he had been accustomed to using for 40 years gone. Things that, well, he's a man that liked to work with tools, and tools were his pets and his life. Everything gone, no insurance. I said, if I were you, Jake was over here talking to me, sell this, sell that, get rid of it, I'm getting out of here, I'm going to forget. I said, look, if I were you, I'd investigate it. I said, did you get a receipt when you gave him that premium, that money for it? No.
I swear every insurance man that I've ever dealt with always gave me a receipt for the premium, the money I paid him for a premium on whatever the insurance was. I said, it's noted right on that receipt. I said, an insurance man has to give you a receipt for your payment, and it's put right on there, on that receipt, the company, the policy, the whole thing. He said, well, I didn't get anything. I said, you got your canceled check? He said, yeah. I said, well, if I were you, I'd investigate. So he couldn't get anywhere. So he went to the insurance commissioner. I didn't know if he was, the office was right here in Gainesville, so he went to the insurance commissioner. Williams went to him, he said, I didn't know you were going to do that. And Jacobson says, didn't know I was going to do what? He said, go to the insurance commissioner. He said, well, I'm going to get whatever I can get. So he got paid for the building and part of the car. The guy had taken the money and stuck it in his pocket.
So that was rich. That was rich. And just to think about it, the last two nights, Robert's had spells, but he doesn't let on. Now, that was a visit, and we got in the car and left, and everybody was happy, and Ruth gave us a little candy. She said she didn't have so much this time. They'd been having better luck. And this is what Mr. Thrice says. He had a bushel of fresh peaches, little bitty ones, from close by here.
Come on, where did you get? They came from down Orange Lake, I think.
Orange Lake?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
I've forgotten
that we grow peaches around
here. Oh, yeah, they got some at Irvin. They got a lot of them on Hawthorne.
No, sir, I didn't know that, Mr.
You didn't?
Doctor.
That's the strangest son, I think, that they've been getting something down there from Zebby. He brings them up to me.
Oh, he does?
Mm-hmm. And I think that's where he got them. I know he did one lot.
Uh-huh. Well, now you
see that? They brought in.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Two of the small, but they're also nice. We make ice cream out of them. That's their homemade milk. Freezer?
Yeah.
Ice
cream. No, in the ice cream.
Oh.
Sure.
Why?
Refrigerator.
Just refrigerator.
Can you do that?
Yeah. And these have a good freezer. Yeah, my nice.
Put them in the deep freezer?
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, in the freezing compartment of the refrigerator.
Oh, yeah.
Where you make the ice cubes.
Oh,
use the ice tray.
And it'll make ice cream just as well as ice.
My wife, I think, takes it out before it freezes and stirs it up a little bit before it, and then it freezes again and makes it hot.
So it won't be flaky.
Yes, sir.
Oh, I see.
Well, I knew they were developing a peach down here in Florida.
Oh, yeah, lots of peaches. Martin, the fellow had, he has 50 or 60 acres. And there was one variety, 20 acres, that he couldn't ship. The little bloom end was soft, and the mash and wouldn't carry. And he was offering people $2 a bushel, come pick them off and see the biggest, prettiest thing.
Oh, well,
and after they got them off, he dug up the whole 20 acres of them. Plant replanted with another kind.
Oh.
That was a pretty sight, too. I went down in one afternoon and got several bushels. It's going to take me just a few minutes to get them. And you pick out these little suns and this little salt, and drop on again.
Yeah. Well, now, how would you find out about that, Mr. Stryker?
Well, I don't know whether he's going to do that this year or not. That variety, he is... get away with.
Yeah.
But I understand there's a fellow that Irvin did that last year. Now he must have some too, but I don't know who he is.
Yeah.
But the Bob at McIntyre said he went there and got some from Irvin sometime.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you just hear him talk and know when it's going to happen. Well, you see, I never hear him talk.
No,
we ought to have a store so we can keep up with him.
That's right. Well, let me sell it to you. Then you'll be right here.
Mr. Thrasher, you belong with this store.
Well, I know, but I can't last always.
Yeah.
Time's running short on me.
Well, if you had like your daddy, you see, if you had these boys that wanted to be storekeepers.
He had three, and he gave it to us three boys. I was the only one that's interested in the store.
Well, now there you are.
I thought their interest out after we had it long. He gave it to us all right.
Yes.
And we were only his Thrasher brothers for 15 years, I guess.
Oh.
Then I bought the other two brothers' interest and put it back in the original J.D. Thrasher.
Uh-huh.
Started in 96.
Started in 96?
That's his picture up there.
Oh, well, you look like him, Mr. Thrasher. He's a fine fellow.
Yeah, now he's right in his prime in that picture, isn't he?
Yeah, that was taken 35, another 40 years ago.
Yeah. How long did he live?
He lived for 30 37. He died at the age of 75.
Yeah.
Well, I'll be 82 in July.
Yeah.
So I'm getting along.
Yeah. Well, you've got more remedies now.
Oh, yeah. People, as a general, are living longer.
Yeah.
They take care of themselves.
You know, I just... Don't let me hold you up now if you've got to talk to any of these people. You know, I had the backache, and I went up there to the doctor, and they just take a hell of a do when he had down the back like that.
That's the experiment on several kinds of medicine before he hit the right one.
Yeah. And then he might not hit the right one.
That's right, too.
So he'd just be down the back, wouldn't he?
Yeah. Register.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't have any more right now, Mr. Thrasher. I had some.
I knew you had some.
But I sold them all out. Oh, I didn't get that much for them. About $400, about as good as I could do for a 2-year-old girl.
They were registered, though, weren't they?
Yeah.
I don't care about them being registered. None of my others are. So.
No, I don't improve them. Just so you got a good animal, I think.
I've got a good tray of guns, and they give plenty of milk and raise some good cattle. They're worth money these days.
The price is better, aren't they?
No, it's only got 60-some-odd cents of calf on the market last week.
Yeah, and
Bill.
60 cents a pound for baby calves.
Bill.
They don't weigh maybe 200 pounds.
Yeah,
that's
don't have to.
$20, my goodness.
Don't have to. Yeah.
Why,
John? I'd like to take a few up there.
You get 60 cents a pound.
Somebody told me that. Now, old Iris, he fooled them all the time. He told me 50-something. Oh, that was a week ago. You understand, this week they went up to 1,000
there. Oh, Lord.
Well,
Lord,
I'd hate to think what Veal is in the store.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, it don't seem to matter much what to pay the farmer.
No.
That don't seem to affect the price much.
No.
So many more.
Well,
yeah, I first found out they had so many varieties. No, there must be. I imagine you have a dozen brands or varieties.
I don't care that many, but there are more than that.
I don't know how they remember all those names.
But see, a lot of them, they call for them back. If you haven't got it, they won't have anything else.
Yeah.
Do you know?
Well, several of them do it by regular farmers. They do keep up regular.
Yeah.
I hear them ask for funny names. I wonder if that's written the real name of them.
Miss Bessie buys anywhere else but over here, Mr.
I don't think so. See, come to them once a month, sometimes in between, but usually just to buy the supply. Stuff she thinks of me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the rain man talks like we might have a little.
It well, dropped just a few drops up here and quit.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's gotten in a little bit deep. I'm worried there's something that happened to her. I don't know who I'd ever get my money out of. So the place is not hers. She usually would carry around $25 or $30 worth, but she's gotten close to $100
now. Oh, really? Well, now that's not, is that right?
She usually wins.
72 cents. She said she thought that'd be a plenty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
that dollar I'm sure first again, but then she traded it.
Mm-hmm.
Then she paid 22. Then she traded during that month, that was $48 and paid 30. Right now she's 97.
She's been trading a little bit more than she's paying.
That's right. I'm getting behind a little further.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'd just hold on a little bit.
Yeah.
Work it the other way a while. Yeah. You want all this add together?
Yes, sir.
No, she's been having a little expense up there.
Yeah.
Putting the fence around the place.
And then she had a pump to pay for, I believe, right?
And a tree to take out.
Yes, sir. 145 a little girl.
Yes, sir.
still worked right from clearing up?
Oh, yeah. Well, he, in 31, he said, I'm tired of this store. And he says, it's three of you boys, I'm going to give it to you. Not a nickel due on anything, building a stock, anything.
Oh.
And he says, I'm going to get out on my stock truck, trade horses, cattle.
Oh.
He liked to do
had
that.
Had a little rental property, and he says, in 10 years from now, I'm going to see who's got the most money, you boys or me.
Uh-huh.
But he didn't live that long, see. Night on his truck, on a horse trade. Williston, he had a boy with him, Buck Preston over here, was driving for him. He had had a heart attack, and the doctor told him not to exercise or take too much. So he told this boy, got to his farmer's gate, he got out to open it. And he got back in the truck, he was a pretty heavy gate, I guess that's what they were doing. Because he got back in there, he said, now, Buck, he says, you know how I had planned to trade horses with this man. And if I don't feel well, well, you go ahead and make a deal with him.
Yeah,
and he got over, he just sort of wanted to go show him. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a fine way.
It is.
Doesn't linger anyhow, does it?
And eating cows like he did, too.
Oh, yeah. I'm out all the time down somewhere on Sundays around.
Oh, you are?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I get out of the pasture maybe two, three times on Sunday. Just walk around and kind of pet my horses and so forth.
Yeah. It seems to me like they're growing pretty well, the cows and the horses.
Yeah, they're in good shape. Just better than be down there.
How do you account for that? It's much better this year.
I've got a good winter pasture. People think that grass or hair grass and all will, it's not ready to you until it comes out, you know. But this grass, it goes with the moisture. Frost hits it and kills the top of it in a few days, it's come out again, don't you know?
Mm-hmm.
We don't have enough freezing weather, that is ice and all, to kill it. When the lake goes down, of course, the pasture gets better outside on the edge. And, of course, I feed them, too. I feed them cattle pellets and hay. And well, that keeps them in good shape. And then they got, well, Billy Richardson says those hyacinths are half their seed in the wintertime.
Mm-hmm.
They've got a mile of pasture down there that those hyacinths.
Oh, yeah. They couldn't starve, could they, with all those hyacinths?
Fill them up, it don't give them much strength, but I mean, it does fill them up, make them think they're getting something.
Gives them something to chew on.
That's right.
I noticed those, the little horses, the little colts there. They, I saw three of them lying there together one day.
Thought they were dead?
Yes.
A lot of people call them, have you got a dead horse?
Yeah.
And they stretched out.
Yeah, they really do act like they did.
They're not cracker horses.
Yes, they are. They're just mixed breed.
Just mixed breed,
Not anything special.
But you had some pretty good stock in there.
Well, they look good. They are good, but I mean, they're not bred up in the special breeding.
Got a little bit of everything in them, but they're healthy looking horses.
What have you got now in your horses to sell?
Well, I haven't got anything. I just sold one here about 2 months ago, a 2.5-year-old stallion. It looks just like the one I got in there now.
Yeah.
The prettiest thing, fill a hole in the Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah?
What do you get for a horse like that, Mr.
Well, I sold that one for $90, which he thought was mighty cheap.
Well, it was cheap.
Yeah, I know a fella bought two at Newberry the other day. He got $250.
I didn't do that.
$250 for an old 18-year-old man and a young horse.
Yeah.
Goodness. My goodness.
I know you're falling off. You got to pick up a little bit.
You think he lost his scales?
Had water.
Yeah. So we
that's something that we should have had a long time ago.
Well, it took you a long time to get it, but you finally got it.
Yes, sir.
How did it take you so long to get it?
Well. Could have had it 20 or 30 years ago if a councilman would have agreed on it. Some would vote for it and others vote against it. So
they could have put in $10,000 then, but they wouldn't have
to. Oh, you sure put the money into it now this time, didn't you?
Oh, man, $170,000.
Yeah,
then didn't get all we needed.
Yeah.
We could have gone a whole lot further out and gotten more customers. We're quite proud of what we've got.
Yeah.
We've got about 200 customers.
Yeah.
increasing, though.
Can you collect?
We've been doing pretty good with it, yes, sir.
Now, you can't cut it off like the Florida Power can.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to cut it off. Lock it up. Put a lock on it.
I don't know how anybody stays in business who can't do that, Mr.
I don't either.
Right. I just don't know.
No, I just go there and turn that thing and put a lock in there and snap it, and they can't get it open without breaking the lock.
Yes, sir. Now, you know, you see a lot more things than I do.
I can't do that on this because I'll cut the water off.
I'm
working
in
the other fella.
Yeah, yeah. You don't have anything to say about it.
I had a doctor, I had to say so and so, and payment on the refrigerator and different things.
Yeah.
I said, well, I need it too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I told him if it didn't pay me, I'd cut the water out of the line. Just like, just might they similar to the Florida Power.
That's right. You've got them.
And that's what makes it so hard on the local merchants, because they're the last one.
Well, it's not only the local merchants, it's about everybody that's in business. If they don't have a cash base on it, why, they just lost, because they're going
to
lose some
the local
of
merchants, that's the first place they come to buy on the credit, the last place they come to pay.
Well, that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking.
First place they go to buy on the credit, and the last place they end up.
That's all right now.
Yes, sir. Well, it hits us all. I guess
the average person will.
And I don't put Florida Power off, though.
No.
I seem like I pay them.
I tell you what I've experienced in my business. I experienced people coming in and telling me that they didn't have the money when they did. I knew that they had it.
Yeah. Well, I ain't in business here a long time.
Business here for 35 years.
Well, I think that's remarkable just in itself, just to be able to collect enough to...
But when I went, now I lost more money about the middle of my business than I did at the lab, because I learned to tell them no.
Yeah.
when I closed up, in other words, when I retired, I collected nearly all the money that I had out.
Yeah.
Except the old bills that had run years back.
Yeah.
And I didn't get them. What I had, the most that I had when I quit, I got.
But you know that.
What? Say he used Axel.
Axel.
Well, back in years ago, some people did that.
Yeah.
And they got by with it and got away with it, but they couldn't do it. Because you hit one of these bare heads now, you just put yourself in jail good.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, I heard that. I heard that on. I never heard him say that, you understand?
He never told me, but I heard it too.
Yeah. But I did hear him say when he left over there, he wasn't anybody on him.
He didn't know him.
Yeah.
They told me that whenever the man didn't come in, he went after him.
Yeah.
He didn't wait until Sunday morning. He went Saturday night.
Yeah.
At last was Mr. Garriga. I told him that I'd heard those stories about Mr. Garriga. He never told me. And if barrel stave and all, Mr. Rouse said he heard it was an axe handle. He was talking about putting in the water over there. I walked over to where Mr. Rouse was. He was over at the cookie counter. I said, all you people over here have got it on so many city ways now, you don't know your country neighbors. That's about a new water plan. I just wanted to turn it to collecting, you know. That's all I just thought of. I said, can you cut it off like Florida Power? Oh, I told Mr. Thrasher, I'd sure love to hear him talk about his dad sometime. The people around there talked about old man Thrasher, and I didn't know whether it was him or his daddy. Sometimes it was his daddy. Well, he says that was the old people. They'd have to be pretty old to remember him. I brought up Miss Bessie. She didn't trade anywhere else, hardly. And he brought it up. Said she'd been running up her count. And then he showed it to me. And she come over there once a month and buy all her staples, you know, and didn't pay all of it. So little by little, it's run up tonight. It's up close to $100, $97. He said he was a little worried about it. Anything happened to her, he didn't know where he'd get his money. She didn't own a place. That was the end of this fine tour. My rounds on Saturday the 10th of May, 1969, and this is around 900 Channel 1 right. So it's taken a whole side, almost an hour, in that marvelous. Miss Daisy's voice is the richest of anybody's I ever heard, I do believe. This little tape doesn't do it justice. And this is the end of the visit for my rounds on Saturday the 10th of May, 1969. Fred at the store, Mr. Garriga, Miss Daisy and her flowers, Miss Bessie helped me. Roberts, on the sort of people you run into at Hawthorne, the insurance business, waves troubles. And then Mr. Thrasher at the store, Fable little mullet for Miss Bessie, and Mr. Shrouse on collecting.